This is St. Louis Public Radio. Wild Mustangs are a symbol of the American West. But to limit the size of the herds, the Federal Bureau of Land Management rounds up thousands of wild horses for sale or adoption every year. For some of these Mustangs, home is now a 35-acre sanctuary in Madison County, where they learn gentle ways and wait to be adopted. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard takes us to meet the wild horses at the legendary Mustang Sanctuary.
Kathy Lewis is wheeling breakfast into a corral at her legendary Mustang Sanctuary near Edwardsville. She scatters dollops of fresh hay around, trying to entice a small herd of Mustangs to come in from their pasture. It's just after dawn, and a storm is coming. Eventually, a 9-year-old red and white pinto moseys in. Her name is Nellie, and she's followed by 4 other Mustangs and a burro named Shorty. As the horses munch away, Lewis pets them and scratches their necks. She says they once roamed free out west, but now they're used to a gentler way of life.
These animals used to be wild, and here you are, they're just walking around. Nellie is from Nevada, Sakala is from Oregon, Shiloh is from Nevada, Fred is from Wyoming.
Lewis and her husband Sean have found homes in the Midwest for more than 100 wild horses since they began rescuing them 10 years ago. This little herd, plus Shorty, are permanent residents. They serve as goodwill ambassadors for the sanctuary at community events. But most days, the Mustangs prefer to loll around their 30-acre pasture.
They can run and stretch their feet. This is the closest they're ever going to get to being in the wild again.
The sanctuary also houses about a half dozen adoptable Mustangs. Sometimes, private owners ask the Lewises to take their Mustangs because they don't know how to handle them or can't afford their care. Others come directly from the Federal Bureau of Land Management, which rounds up wild horses and burros for adoption. The number of Mustangs needing homes is daunting. Last year, the federal agency had 46,000 wild horses and burros in holding facilities. Most are in western states, but there's a facility in Ewing, Illinois, about 100 miles southeast of St. Louis. It serves states east of the Mississippi. Lewis says her little sanctuary does what it can. It saves Mustangs one wild horse at a time.
They're an American icon, they're a legend, and each one that we bring in is one more that gets a new chance on life to live happily ever after.
A few days before Christmas, Luke Weller is watching the Lewises unload 2 feisty Mustangs that he and his daughter are adopting. The Wellers selected the horses at the holding facility in Ewing, but they'll stay at the sanctuary for a few weeks for training. Weller says he wanted to do his part to help the wild horses.
We spent a lot of time thinking about making this decision, and these 2 guys, you know, they'll spend the rest of their lives in a pasture with us. They'll be with us forever.
Lewis says the Mustangs will learn quickly.
Give them about 2 weeks and they'll be little puppy dogs. They are so lovable, they are so trustworthy. They're part of your family, just like one of your kids, once they bond with you.
Lewis is proud of the fact that the sanctuary has never had an adopted Mustang returned. The secret, she says, is making sure that the people and horses are a good match. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.